Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At last count, the number of people displaced by war, violence, and persecution reached 114 million, according to UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. That number is expected to rise in this month's tally. One of the major causes of the growing disaster is the fact that nearly all parties to conflicts have stopped respecting the basic rules of war. Increasingly, civilians are targeted, while rape and sexual violence are used as weapons of war. And since the brutal conduct is meant to terrify, civilians have no choice but to flee, he said. But even as more people need help, less is available, and humanitarians are near their breaking point. The United States continues to take significant action worldwide to support refugees in the countries who host them, said Robert Wood, United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs.
The United States is the largest single humanitarian donor in the world. In our fiscal year 2023 alone, we provided nearly $15 billion in global humanitarian assistance on behalf of the American people.
In 2023, we welcomed 60,014 resettled refugees to the United States, and we are on track to reach or surpass 100,000 arrivals this year. We are doing our part, and we call on other member states to do more, said Ambassador Wood.
We are proud that our refugee admissions program brings refugees from every continent and corner of the world, 79 nationalities from 95 host countries this fiscal year. We believe all refugees from all backgrounds and with all skill sets are deserving of durable solutions, including third country resettlement. This administration is especially proud of its work to help resettle LGBTQI+ refugees fleeing persecution from around the world.
Protection of refugees is crucial. However, more than ever before, we need humanitarian financing, development efforts, and private sector investments to work in concert to effectively address today's complex forced displacement crises, said Ambassador Wood.
We need greater emphasis on local and regional solutions, including lawful pathways for refugees and migrants to move safely and in dignity. The safe mobility offices in Central and South America highlight our efforts in this area.
We remain steadfast in our commitment to protection as the bedrock of humanitarian response, self-reliance, and durable solutions, rooted in the self-identified needs of affected persons, said Ambassador Wood. Today, refugees, asylum seekers, and stateless persons around the world need our commitment to protect them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.